麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
今日由麦克牧师和万峰为你分享的是在十诫的信息的中间部分。
And I want to begin by telling you that our generation has more experts on the subject of marriage than all previous generations put together.
首先让我告诉你，其实在今日我们在这个世代里面有很多的婚姻专家，是超过历世历代的总和。
Our generation has more information on communication in marriage than the previous generations all put together.
很明显我们这一代呢，有关于婚姻啊、沟通技巧啊等等的资讯，是远远超过历世历代的总和。
And yet,The rate of discontentment in marriage is unprecedented.
但是我们亦都发现，对婚姻的不满的比率亦都是空前咁高涨噶。
Why is it that we have so much knowledge and information, and yet still have unprecedented numbers of unhappy marriages?
我想问你一条问题，就是为什么我们有这么多的知识，有这么多的资讯，但是不和谐的婚姻又是这么多呢？
I am convinced that the core reason for unhappy marriages is selfishness.
我深信婚姻不和谐的根本原因其实是在于自私。
And the core reason for selfishness is lack of love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
而自私的根本原因就是缺少对主耶稣基督的爱。
And the lack of love for the Lord Jesus Christ is manifesting itself in lack of love for a spouse.
缺乏对主耶稣的爱，亦都会表现对于你的配偶是缺乏爱心的。
And this plague of selfishness is even invading the lives of believers in Jesus Christ.
这种的自私其实好像瘟疫一样，甚至会侵蚀了相信耶稣基督的信徒的生活。
We see true love being exchanged for selfishness.
我们见到自私是取代了今天的真爱。
We see what should have been a lasting relationship exchanged for selfish interest.
我们见到那些持久的关系就是被自私取代了。
We see self-giving exchanged for instant gratification.
我们见到一个去付出啊，舍己是被及时行恶取代了。
We see sacrificing our comfort for the glory of God be exchanged for what is convenient.
我们见到啊，为了上帝的荣耀而牺牲，这种的态度是被贪图方便取代了。
When we see all of that, one wonders if we are not living in the last days.
当我们看到这些的时候，我们就要联想，其实我们今日是不是生活在末世里面呢？
If you are just joining us, we are in the middle of a series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果你正正在刚刚收听我们的节目的话，我们现在分享的是十诫系列信息的中间部分。
And today we look at the seventh commandment.
而今天我们将要看看十诫的第七条诫命。
You shall not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 27.
让我们呢一起去翻开圣经的马太福音五章二十七节。圣经的马太福音五章二十七节。
Here's what Jesus said about the seventh commandment in Matthew chapter 5.
嗱，我哋睇下耶稣点样喺马太福音五章二十七节讲到关于奸淫嘅诫命。
Let's read it together。
请你去听我读出马太福音第五章第二十七去到第三十节。在那里呢，耶稣是在登山宝训上面，他特别是论到关于奸淫的事的。他说，你们听见有话说，是说不可以奸淫，只是我话给你们听，凡亲你见到妇女就动淫念的话，这个人已经是同跟他犯奸淫罪了。如果你的右眼叫你跌倒，你就挖出来抌了他，宁愿失去了你整个身体的肢体里面的其中一样，就不要叫你全身掟在地狱里面。如果右手叫你跌倒，你就斩了右手下来抌了他，宁可失去你所有肢体的其中一项，都不要叫你全身落入在地狱里面。
Do you know what Jesus is doing here?
不知道你明白耶稣在这里讲什么？
He is doing the same thing as we saw him doing with the sixth commandment on murder.
原来啊，耶稣讲到第六条诫命点样对待谋杀罪嘅时候，佢亦都同样系咁样解释第七条诫命讲奸淫系一模一样嘅。
He is dealing with the root of sin, not just the fruit.
原来耶稣喺度对付紧罪恶嘅根源，而唔系单单对付紧罪恶嘅结果。
Just as he said that anger is the root and murder is the fruit.
正如耶稣讲过，其实动怒先至系嗰个罪恶嘅根源，而杀人只不过系结果啫。
He is saying that continuous lust is the root and the fruit is adultery.
同样耶稣嘅意思就系话，你持续不断嘅淫欲就系罪恶嘅根源，而奸淫只不过系结果啫。
He warns us about the root of adultery.
他警告我们啊，关于奸淫的事情的根源。
He explains that adultery doesn't just happen.
他解释了奸淫的发生不是平平白白无端端出现的。
He is saying that adultery gets into our minds through our eyes and then becomes reality.
他的意思是说，奸淫是先从我们的眼睛走入去我们的意识里面，然后才发展成为现实。
As always, Jesus is concerned about us opening the door to sin.
好像以往一样，耶稣最关心的是我们的心是不是总是向着罪恶大开我们的方便之门。
So he is saying, shut the door.
所以耶稣一路喺度同你讲紧啲乜嘢呢？佢就系话闩门啦，闩埋道门啦。
And in reality, we can never shut the door by our own strength.
并且喺现实里面，我哋根本就冇能力自己可以掟埋道门。
Only through the power of the Holy Spirit can we do it.
只有靠住圣灵，先至可以让我哋有力量闩埋嗰一道，令我哋陷入犯罪嘅门。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus speaking figuratively speaking about gouging your eye.
在马太福音第五章那里，耶稣用了一个象征式的讲法去讲，他说你挖了只眼出来了。
This is the way the Hebrew language is expressed.
原来这种的方式呢，是希伯来文的一种表达方法。
So what is he actually saying?
咁究竟耶稣实际上系想表达啲乜嘢呢
？He is saying, do whatever it takes to protect the sanctity of your marriage.
为咗保护你嘅婚姻嘅神圣，你应该用尽你嘅一切办法去保护佢。
He is saying to give up whatever is necessary in order to protect yourself against evil.
耶稣的意思是说，为了保护你自己远离罪恶，无论做什么都好，在必要的时候都要懂得放弃、丢弃、抌了它。
My listening friends, let me tell you something of uttermost importance.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，让我告诉你一件很重要的事情。
Adultery doesn't just happen overnight.
原来奸淫不是一夜之间发生的。
Adultery is like a gas leak.
原来奸淫是好似你屋企嗰啲气体泄漏咁样嘅。
It begins in a very slow and almost imperceptible manner.
如果你用緊一啲石油氣爐啊，一啲煮食爐係用氣體嘅，佢最初流嗰時流得好慢，慢慢慢慢，好似發現唔到嘅。
But then, as soon as the spark hits, the house is burnt down.
但係一旦碰到火花，就嘣一聲爆炸，成間屋燒曬。
Watch out for the gas leaks.
所以小心漏煤氣。
One of the ways to avoid this gas leak is to never spend time alone with somebody of the opposite sex other than your spouse.
要防止好似漏呢啲嘅气体燃料嘅奸淫嘅罪呢，其中一个方法就系你唔好同你配偶以外嘅异性单独相处。
Anyone who confines in a person of the opposite sex other than their spouse, sooner or later, the spark is going to catch fire.
任何一个人同配偶以外嘅异性咧，时常倾诉心事啊，分分钟咧，如果大家都唔自制嘅话，唔去控制嘅话咧，迟早会擦出火花，引起大火。
Now this is a very serious issue.
其实这个事情是很严重的，但是我们一定要很留意，我们这样做不是斩脚趾避沙虫，但是呢，我们要保守自己的心，让到自己的身体是保持圣洁。
The suffering and the pain that results from adultery,
由于奸淫而产生的痛苦和烦恼，
The deep-seated guilt that results from adultery,
我们看到由于奸淫所产生挥之不去的罪疚感。
And the devastation that results from adultery is not to be taken lightly.
以及由奸淫产生出来的毁坏破坏都不能够我们随意去看它的。
And that is why I want to share with you three lessons from the life of David.
在这里呢，所以我就想跟大家分享大卫王一生人当中三个的教训。
No, King David could not deal with the root of sin.
我想告诉你听，大卫王是没有办法处理好罪的根源。
And because he did not deal with the root, he ended up with the fruit.
原来大卫王没有处理好根源的时候，他就尝到罪的苦果了。
Had he heeded the words that later were to be spoken by the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 5,
如果他肯听的话，他肯听耶稣后来在马太福音第五章所讲的说话的话，
He wouldn't have wound up in a situation that he found himself in.
他就不会陷入在他遭遇的困境里面，不过他听不到而已。
And 3,000 years later, we're all facing the same problem.
而3,000年之后，其实我们今日也都是面对着同样的问题。
The words of Jesus are the words to us today.
耶稣的说话就是对着我们今天的人说的。
Listen carefully, my listening friend.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你去留心听。
If David, who conquered all of his enemies,
如果那个能够征服他所有敌人的大卫王，
If David, who wrote these beautiful psalms and hymns,
如果写出好多优美嘅诗篇，好多美丽嘅诗歌嘅大卫王。
If David would fall and stumble, then every one of us must take heed.
如果连大卫王都会跌倒嘅话，咁我哋每一个人都要好留意。
So what are these lessons that we can learn from David's life?
咁样从大卫嘅一生里面，我哋可以学到啲乜嘢嘅功课呢
？Number one，
第一样嘢
，It is not masculine to commit adultery。
嗱，凡奸淫并唔表明你有男子气概。
In fact, it's the absolute opposite。
事实上系完全相反啊。
It is cowardly。
你只不过系一个懦夫啫嘛。
In 2 Samuel 11:1。
在撒母耳记下十一章第一节里面
，We see David's adultery was a result of a failure in his godly manliness。
我哋见到大卫犯奸淫系由于佢冇能够保持到敬畏上帝嘅人应该有嘅男子气概。
The Bible said that he remained at home instead of being at work。
我哋见到呢，圣经话大卫系留喺屋企啊，而唔系出去做嘢。
While he should have been leading the battle, he decided to take it easy at home.
我哋见到当佢应该出去带领作战嘅时候，佢就决定留喺屋企轻松一下。
David would not have committed adultery had he been where he should have been.
系咪如果大卫去咗佢应该去嘅地方，就系战场，佢就唔会犯奸淫呢
？But instead, in his idleness, he gave in to temptation.
而家当佢留咗喺耶路撒冷嘅时候，可能佢嘅休闲或者佢喺本地嘅时候，就为试探留咗可乘嘅机会啦。
When you live for yourself，
当你去为自己活嘅时候
，When your focus is yourself，
当你只系关注自己嘅时候
，When your money and your effort and your energy are all expended on yourself。
当你将钱、将你努力、将你嘅精力全部消费喺自己嘅身上嘅时候
，I want to tell you watch out。
我想话俾你听，请你谨慎啊。
Secondly，
第二样嘢
，David allowed a glance to become a gaze。
大卫容许自己嘅匆匆咁样睄一眼变咗凝视。
There is a whole world of difference between a glance and a gaze。
你就咁望一望啊，同你咧不断喺度望住佢系唔一样噶。
So being careful of what you read，
所以你一定要留心你阅读嘅嘢。
Being careful of what you continuously watch，
你要留心你持续不断去睇紧嘅嘢。
Being careful of what you look at on your computer，
要留心你喺电脑上面睇紧嘅嘢。
Will help you avoid a disaster。
咁样就能够帮助你防止灾难。
For the very root of the tree of adultery is gazing。
因为奸淫嘅树嘅树根就系凝视啦。
If you need help in this area，
如果你喺呢个方面系有需要帮助嘅话
，find a trusted friend or advisor to help keep you on track。
其实你应该揾一个值得信赖嘅朋友或者顾问，帮助你行喺正路上面咯。
Adultery is not mainly, it is cowardly.
奸淫不是男子气概，而是懦夫的表现。
Secondly, allowing their glance to become a gaze can be dangerous and hazardous to your spirit.
第二就是允许你望一眼变了不断去望，对你的灵性的危险和灾难是很大的。
And thirdly, you must keep short accounts with your spouse.
第三，你就系要同配偶当中唔好斤斤计较。
If you allow the sun to go down in your anger day in and day out，
如果你日复一日容许自己含怒到日落嘅话
，week after week，
每一个礼拜跟住又一个礼拜
，if you allow anger to go underground inside of you and fester，
如果你让怒气收喺你嘅心里面，喺度抑郁住就嚟溃烂啊！
Sooner or later, the devil is going to show up.
魔鬼有一日就会出现啦。
And he has been waiting for an opportunity like this.
佢正正喺度等待紧咁样嘅机会啊。
And do you know what he's going to do?
你知唔知道佢会点做啊
？He's going to say to you, "Oh, poor you."
佢会对你话啊，你好可怜啊。
You are such a wonderful person.
你咁好一个人。
You deserve better than what you're getting at home.
你应该比喺屋企里面得到更加好嘅待遇啊
！But whenever the devil appears to be sympathetic, he is up to no good.
但系无论何时，当魔鬼以同情你嘅样式出现嘅时候，佢系冇好意嘅。
Because here's the next thing that he is doing.
因为他下一步要做的事是什么呢？
He is preparing a Bathsheba or a type of temptation to cross your path.
他就是要预备一个拔士巴，或者预备一个试探摆在你的路的前方。
We know from the scripture that Michael, David's first wife, was cantankerous.
我们知道呢，在经文里头，大卫的第一个的老婆叫做米格，是很任性的。
She was critical.
她曾经批评去嘲笑大卫。
And the devil used this situation to open David's mind to temptation.
而且魔鬼亦都利用这种的境况，让大卫对试探大开方便的门。
So instead of resolving his conflict with his wife, David gazed on somebody else's wife.
大卫没办法消除和他老婆的冲突，所以他之后就看上了其他人的老婆。
And you know what happened to David?
跟着之后在大卫身上发生的事，如果你看过圣经你都知道，但是如果你不知道呢，他最终就勾搭了拔士巴，最终拔士巴就被大卫所勾搭，并且大卫用计仔杀了拔士巴的老公，并且让到拔士巴进入他的后宫，成为他后宫的佳丽之一。拔士巴的确为他生了个仔，但是上帝惩罚大卫，让那个仔一出世就死了。之后拔士巴亦都是之后的所罗门的妈妈来的，大卫的国位亦都从拔士巴腹中的骨肉去继承的。
The son of his adultery died.
好像正话咁讲，拔士巴同大卫所生的第一个仔死了。
And later David's own family was torn apart with rape and incest.
并且大卫自己的家庭是因为他的近亲相奸，导致有很多的儿子是互相去杀戮。
But finally, David confessed to the Lord.
但是最终，大卫在上帝面前认罪。
David repented of his sin, and he received forgiveness from the hand of God.
大卫认罪悔改之后，大卫自己得到上帝亲自赦免。
But the scars of his sin remained.
但是因为犯罪而留下的疤痕还在那里。
And they are there to teach us not to make David's mistake.
而这个疤痕就是要告诉我们，不要再犯大卫这样的错。
Whatever sin situation you're in right now,
无论你而家喺乜嘢嘅情况里面
，I can tell you on the authority of the Word of God.
我要用上帝话语嘅权柄话俾你听。
First of all, own up to your sin.
第一样嘢就系要承认你自己嘅罪。
Confess it to God and those who need to hear your confession.
向上帝认罪，亦都要向你所得罪嘅人认罪。
Repent of it and receive God's forgiveness.
认罪悔改，并且得着上帝的宽恕。
Secondly, begin again.
第二样嘢就系要重新开始。
God is saying, remember from where you have fallen and go back to that point.
上帝嘅意思系话你应该回想你喺边度堕落嘅，并且要悔改，行翻你起初所行嘅事。
Repent and confess and turn to the Lord.
认罪悔改归向上帝。
Because he wants to give you strength.
因为上帝渴望俾力量你。
He wants to give you power.
佢渴望俾能力你。
He wants to cover you with his blood so that you will be an overcomer.
佢渴望用宝血遮盖住你，让到你能够成为一个得胜嘅人。
Finally, I want to tell you how to build a deep, lasting, fulfilled relationship with your spouse.
最后，我想话俾你听，点样同你嘅配偶建立起一层深层嘅、持久嘅、圆满嘅关系。
Have an accountability in your relationship with your spouse.
对你嘅配偶系忠实负责。
Develop deep love for your spouse.
要对你的配偶建立一层深刻的爱情。
develop a deep commitment to meeting your spouse's need.
建立更加进一步嘅委身，满足配偶嘅需要。
Now to those of you who are not married.
而家对嗰啲仍然系单身嘅人。
The Bible calls sexual sin for single people fornication.
圣经将单身嘅婚前性行为称作淫乱啊。
And fornication is just as much a sin as adultery.
而且淫乱同奸淫系一样咁差嘅。
And what God wants from you until the day you marry is to be sexually pure.
而今日上帝对你嘅希望系你要持守贞洁嘅，直到你结婚嘅日子。
And you say, how can I do that?
如果你话我点先做到呢
？Well, the way is to keep your ears and your eyes under the guard of the Holy Spirit.
方法就系让你嘅耳闻、你嘅眼见都喺圣灵嘅保守之下。
Focus on the death of Christ for your sin.
记住，耶稣基督系为你嘅罪而死嘅。
And sexual temptations can only be run away from.
而且性嘅试探系只能够不叫我们遇见，而且脱离、躲避嘅。
The Bible is very clear about this.
关于呢一点，圣经讲得好清楚嘅。
Paul wrote to Timothy saying, "Flee from sexual temptations."
保罗写俾提摩太嘅书信里面讲到话，你要逃避淫行啊。
If you are ready to take the first step of confession and repentance.
如果你愿意踏出第一步认罪悔改的话
，You may want to cry with David saying，
你可以好似大卫一样呼求上帝话
，Cleanse me with a hyssop that I will be cleansed. Wash me that I will be whiter than snow.
求你用牛虱草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
Then call on the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后让我们一起呼求圣灵的能力。
Ask God to help you to become obedient.
求上帝帮助你成为一个顺服的人。
Let this be the day that you turn sexual sin into purity.
让今日就成为你远避淫行进入纯洁的日子。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福俾你，让到你能够远避淫行，成为一个贞洁嘅人。